The Dis-Chem Foundation in KZN has started a fabulous initiative. They like to call it Pay It Forward with Dis-Chem.
Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Darren. Lovely to chat to you.
Nice to chat to you guys.
Hi,
hello.
Penny.
Hello, Penny.
Hi.
In a nutshell, what is the Dis-Chem Foundation about?
The Dis-Chem Foundation has been going for approximately 11 years. And the Dis-Chem Foundation is basically a beneficiary of the Dis-Chem Pharmacies Chain Group, who are national, who have about 120 stores around the country. And we have 11 stores in the KZN area. And how we are a beneficiary works in the following way. If you're a customer of Dis-Chem and you have a benefit card, we've got various benefit cards where you get loyalty points and so on and so on. But every time you purchase at a Dis-Chem with your benefits card and you swipe the card, a percentage of your sale goes to the Dis-Chem Foundation. And that's how we manage to do good work around the country on an ongoing basis.
And then, Penny, the Dis-Chem Foundation project with East Coast Radio, how does that work?
So we're really excited about this because we have 11 stores in the KZN area, and we haven't actually gotten involved with you guys before on a long-term basis, and we're hoping to do that. So we've decided that we want to help organizations in your area, and we're calling on your listeners to nominate organizations that they feel would need help and tell us why they need the help. And we will, through the team at the East Coast and ourselves, have a look at the various beneficiaries and make a decision on how we can help. And we want to do this every month.
Yeah.
We're going to call it Pay It Forward.
Nice.
And we're delighted to be in partnership with you, and I hope we can create awareness, give organizations a platform to talk about their needs, the issues, the problem, because I can tell you, people inherently are good, and people do want to help. Sometimes they just don't know how to. So we're offering an opportunity to your listeners to also get involved with your various initiatives and our initiative and various organizations, and give these people who are doing such great work a platform on your station.
And so to be clear, right, I just want to, because Sky got a little bit confused there. Like, Sky can't come to the Dis-Chem Foundation and say, listen, I need a little bit of help, I have mental health issues. He needs to join an organization, and then that organization will be helped by the Dis-Chem Foundation, and then that's how Sky will get helped, right?
Absolutely correct. The organization doesn't have to be a huge organization.
Yeah.
They can actually be a very small organization.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on that the smaller organizations are not getting the platforms.
Absolutely.
The most important thing, obviously, is that they need to be registered, and they have to have all the correct paperwork, the certificates and an NPO number and so on and so on.
Well, Penny, we're going to go get Jerome, and then when we introduce you, you talk to Jerome, okay?
You're lovely.
Okay, cool. Hold the line, please, Penny.
Super. Thanks, Darren.
All right.
Thanks, Darren.
Joining us now is Jerome Nyker.
Jerome, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you are from a little organization called Little Feet Baby Home.
That's right.
In a nutshell, what is Little Feet Baby Home?
Little Feet Baby Home is a home for abandoned babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interim home. We like to call it an interim home of love.
No,
so we're just taking care of these babies until they find a permanent solution for them.
Mm. How do you find these babies?
Well, these babies, Durban Child Welfare, they're the ones that send the babies to us.
Yeah.
And essentially, the babies, they're in crisis. So we need to be that interim home to take care of them and love them until they find a permanent solution for them.
Mm. And Jerome, Little Feet, when did you start it? Why did you start it?
In actual fact, if I had to go back, this happened about 13 years ago.
Mm.
My dad was shot and killed in front of me, and I was shot 5 times.
Oh, my word.
And so out of tragedy, my wife and I decided that we're going to do something different.
Okay.
And we're going to make a difference in society and see if we can invest in young people.
Yeah.
Investing in young people, I believe, could change the trajectory of their lives.
And Jerome, how are you guys funded? Where do you get this money?
Well, at the moment, moment, it's just, you know, friends and family that have come through, and, you know, I've been bankrolling it for quite some time now and trying to help and, you know, keep it at its lowest cost as possible. Mm. There has been some awesome friends that have come through and helped us out, and we're grateful for that.
There's a lady we have on the line who'd like to talk to you just quickly. Jerome. Penny.
Hello. Hello, Jerome. Hello, Darren. Hello, team.
Hi, Penny. Jerome,
Hi,
this
Penny.
Is Penny from Dischem.
Oh, awesome.
Penny Stain from the Dischem Foundation. Penny, have you heard what Jerome had to say?
I have.
The good work he's doing. He seems like an ideal candidate for what you guys have in store.
Definitely. Jerome, I must commend you, and I admire your wife and yourself for creating this safe home for these abandoned babies. I'm so happy to know that people like you are giving them the love that they need, and I hope that the Dischem Foundation is going to take some of that burden off you, because for the next year, we're going to open an account for you at your closest to nearest Dischem store for 5,000 rand a month to go and buy all the baby formula, nappies, creams, whatever it is that you need for the next year. And I hope that's going to make a huge difference to both you and your wife's life and give you some more time where you can spend finances on other things.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's all snot and thrana here. Thank you so much. That's amazing. I'm just amazed. Thank you.
Jerome, how is this going to help you over the next year? You, the children, your wife, your little feet. How is it going to help
it's,
you guys?
It's gonna do something amazing to us. I mean, really, I don't know what to say. It's incredible.
Jerome, thank you so much. You're doing such amazing work. This is a match made in heaven. It's just amazing that we were able to bring you two together, and just keep on being you and doing what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
1, 2, 3, go! East Coast Breakfast. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m.